the tragic story. Eddie's sister, Mary Louise, needed an operation. To get the money, he would have to become an overnight sensation. Eddie believed the American people had wonderful, love-giving hearts. His well-publicized end, he considered, would send his memorial album to the top of the charts, and it did. Singer dies to our shock and surprise in a plane crash or a flashy sports car. He becomes quite well known, and the kindness he's shown has made more than one postmortem star. Well, you did it, Eddie. And though it's hard to applaud suicide, you gave all you could give so your sister could live. All America's choked up inside, man. We'll remember you.
Kids, yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu here once again on a Wednesday evening. Time now for Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show, The Twang Trust. On tonight's show, I was just informed recently that yesterday should have been local hero George West's 64th birthday. George is one of the biggest Beatle fans you'll ever meet. And so there was a song we had to send out to him. George, if you don't know, passed away 3 years ago. We did a tribute set to him that week. And I listened to it after I found out it was his birthday yesterday, and it was such a great set of music. I think I needed to do, like, kind of a remix of it. I'm like my own tribute band tonight. So, yeah, we're saying happy birthday to George West tonight. A few other things we'll cram in there, too. we'll cut out some of the stuff we played 3 years ago. Like, we won't play the 11-minute Genesis song. A few other things. We'll switch it up a little bit, but not too much, because, darn, just like George, it was kind of magic. Stay tuned, won't you?
Get older, losing my head many years from now. Will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Handy mending a fuse when your lights have gone. You can knit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday mornings go for a ride. Doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight, if it's not too dear. We shall scrimp and save. Grandchildren on your knee. Vera, Chuck and Dave. Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Happy birthday, George. 64 yesterday, if you had stuck around long enough to enjoy it. Every Beatle fan should reach 64, shouldn't they? They really should. Oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Yeah, we're paying tribute, a birthday nod to our old pal George West, who we lost 3 years ago. We started the evening off with a little bit from Phantom of the Paradise. No, George didn't kill himself. No, his lungs just sort of gave out after many years of huffing and puffing. But he was a big fan of the Paradise fan, like, you know, like all good Winnipeggers are. And, yeah. Yeah, you know, George and I, we love to talk music. We didn't always see eye to eye on everything, especially the stuff we seem to care about the most, you know? Like, I mean, I saw these guys back in 1979, and that was sort of the tail end of, you know, being able to put up with prog for myself. But, yeah, George was still into it right up till the very end. Along with other stuff we did share, though. But yeah, I wouldn't play this for anybody else but George.
I've seen all good people. people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
Take a straight and stronger course to the corner of your life. Make the White Queen run so fast, she hasn't got time to make you a wife. 'Cause it's time in time with your time and his news is captured. Remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want.
Me
Don't surround yourself with yourself. Move on back to squares. Send an instant comet to me. Initial it with a loving.
Displaced because of rivalry at home. and knows one fact. Her act is to get loose. Now we're just musicians here to thin the thickness of your skin.
Webster, once again on the Twang Trust. It's only been 3 years since we heard him here last. From Mutiny Up My Sleeve, that was The Party. Before that, Yes, and the first half of I've Seen All Good People, the only half that matters. If you're just tuning in, yes, this is the Twang Trust. We're giving a nod to our old pal who has departed this astral plane a few years back, George West. You may know George. If you didn't know him, you probably knew him anyway. You heard of the legend. He used to work at Into the Music. Even before that, he was one of the mainstays at the Blue Note Cafe, pouring coffee and whatever else they might have snuck in that mug. And, of course, the original bass player of the Crash Test Dummies. George, he apparently had a dream once that he walked into his own funeral and heard this next song playing. Just in case you're listening, George. Just in case. Wrong song. See? We'll fix this in editing. Oy. Where is it? It's not here. Oh, I know where it is. It's here. Thank you.
Hey Winnipeg, this is Mo Berg.
I'm Chris Murphy.
I'm Craig Northey.
I'm Stephen Page.
And we're the Trans-Canada Highwaymen.
You're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hey.
Another man.
This is Brad Barker from The Pursuit of Happiness, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey, Winnipeg.
Catalog number MN001. That's Moon Records. First disc ever issued on that label. First song ever issued by Rush. It was a Buddy Holly cover. It's true. Huh. Who knew? George knew everything about... you know, it's funny, Greg Tunn had a great quote at George's memorial. He said that, you know, a lot of people know a little bit about a lot of music. And then there's some people that know a lot about a little bit of music. But George knew a lot about everything. And, he was a Rush fan. I don't hold it against him. Before that, The Pursuit of Happiness. George and I attended many a TPOH gig together. We heard Tree of Knowledge from the Love Junk album. That was always a song George wanted to hear, and they'd never do it. And then they finally did that show where they did the whole album. And so they were finally going to do it, and George just wasn't up to going. I hated that. But yeah, we even worked on gig posters together once for a TPOH Pyramid Show. Yeah. And Emerson, Lake, and Palmer at the top of that set. Fanfare for the Common Man from Works Volume 1. We should hear George, I think. We're going to hear him in this next set of music. In fact, we're going to hear a rare cut from the Crash Test Dummies featuring George on bass. We're going to hear a song so rare it was only ever issued on a two-song promo cassette and has never seen the light of day. The, you know, you would think they'd have thrown it on as a bonus track on a, you know, a reissue or something. But no. It's super rare. Super rare. You're going to hear it in this set of music. Along with a song that the Dummies used to do early on. And I'm pretty positive it was a George West pick. And, of course, you know, George actually quit the Crash Test Dummies twice. He quit, and Brad kind of begged him to come back at some point because they just couldn't get their act together with anybody else. And he rejoined again begrudgingly and then quit again, or was fired, depending on who you talk to, I suppose. But his heart definitely wasn't in it. You know, they started covering stuff like Lyle Lovett and Steve Earle, and, you know, which is great for us here in the Twang Trust, but it wasn't George's scene, you know? He liked it better at the Blue Note Cafe when they'd open up the Roaches songbook.
My own body. I'm Paul Kelly, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hi, this is Greg Godovitz of Gotto, and you're listening to my buddy Stu on the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM. Don't go away.
From Liverpool to Frisco, Rome, and I went to stay in that country. It was my intent. But girls and strong whiskey like other damn fools, I soon was transported back to Liverpool, singing roll, roll, bullies, roll. Them Liverpool girls, they had cars in tow. We shipped on the Alaska, lying out in the bay, awaiting a fair wind to get underway. The sailors all drunk and their backs is all sore, their whiskey's all gone and they can't get no more. Singing roll, roll, please roll, them Liverpool girls, they have got in tow.
Well, he got in the shower, we had a good time. She was driving bows under with the sailors all, and she was doing 12 knots, and the main skysail set singing. More ducks, all the barmaids and the lassies are on the stoop lock. Our whiskey's all gone and our 6-kid advance, and I think it's high time for to get up and dance again. Roll, roll, please roll, and never fall, girls, they have passing, closing and roll. Roll, please roll.
Crash Test Dummies from a super rare two-song promo-only cassette demo. A cover of an old Pogues number, a B-side. I guess it was even older than that. The Pogues found it somewhere, I don't know where. The insert to that two-song cassette, designed by me. It's true. Hunters and Collectors before that, Throw Your Arms Around Me. Did you see him at Les Rendezvous? They played there once upon a time. Thanks to old Keith. Hopefully he's tuning in. And Factory Girl from the Roaches, their second album as a trio. Nerds. We heard Factory Girl there. I think I fell in love with George when I saw his top 10 picks in the Winnipeg Sun, back when the Winnipeg Sun would actually print stuff like that. And one of his 10 favorite songs of all time was Factory Girl by the Roaches. I still have that cut out, that little newspaper clipping, in a pile somewhere of good stuff. Of course, if we're giving a nod to George, which is what we're doing here for the most part tonight, we can't go too far. Well, we started with the Beatles, but, you know, we got to give you a little more, just a little more. And please note that this next song is not from the album Beatles for Sale. It's from Beatles 65.
What can I do? speaking to no one. No one there understands all the love letters written. Not a one ever sent. But the time for regretting has come to an end. Scattered like dreams, but they're dreaming no longer. So alone, so it seems, and they fear they'll be hurting even more now than then. Almost all men, all men.
Hi, everybody. This is Billy Kausel from the Blue Shadows, wishing you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and peace on Earth.
I saw her sitting in the rain.
simply caught my eye.
I love the flower.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my eye. I knew I had to say hello. She smiled up at me. Then she took my sun broke through. I turned around, she was gone. And all I had left was one little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy.
She had
flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere. She reality or just a dream to me?
I love the flower girl.
Her love showed me the way to find a sunny day.
Sunny day. Sunny day. I love the flower girl.
Was she reality or just a dream to me?
Sing like a